For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. Montana health officials announced 80 new cases of the COVID-19 illness Tuesday, including over 50 cases in Yellowstone County, the majority of which are connected to an assisted living facility in Billings. The new cases break the state's record for single-day total cases reported. Yellowstone County reported its highest single-day tally of lab-confirmed COVID-19 cases Tuesday with a total of 55. The majority of the cases announced are connected to the 15 employees and 43 of the 55 residents at Canyon Creek Memory Care Community who tested positive for COVID-19 in the past few days. Two residents with the virus have been hospitalized. Barbara Schneeman with Riverstone Health, the Yellowstone City County Health Department.
We suspect that COVID-19 came into the facility through either a staff person or a visitor who did not know that they were infected with COVID-19.
According to a spokesperson for Canyon Creek, the facility conducted mass testing of staff and residents on July 3rd after a staff member tested positive for COVID-19. Canyon Creek has isolated residents who tested positive as well as those who may have been exposed to the virus. They are working with Riverstone Health to conduct further testing, tracing contacts of confirmed patients, and ensure the care facility has enough personal protective equipment, such as masks, gowns, and gloves. Yellowstone County is reporting stressed operations and its ability to conduct contact tracing for all positive COVID-19 cases. Governor Steve Bullock announced in late June visits to long-term care facilities would be allowed under guidance from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Visits to assisted living facilities had been halted previously due to the coronavirus pandemic. In Yellowstone County, Health Officer John Felton issued a health order on July 3rd prohibiting most visits to senior care facilities after 7 senior care facilities in the county reported infections in residents or staff. Older people are more likely to experience severe symptoms of COVID-19 and have a higher mortality rate. According to the CDC, 8 out of 10 deaths related to COVID-19 in the U.S. have been people 65 or older. Schneeman says we're still in the first wave of the coronavirus pandemic.
And with this particular situation, this is a heartbreaking example of what can happen when we don't follow the 3 W's of washing our hands, watching our distance, making sure that we're maintaining at least 6-foot distance from others, and wearing a mask.
Canyon Creek Management says they have notified all residents and their families of the outbreak. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.